Ready for your next big revenue leap? Stoke RGA helps $75 million plus manufacturers uncover hidden gaps, align teams, and scale what's working. Our clients don't just grow, they lead. Learn more at StokeRGA.com.
You're listening to New Manufacturing Insights, the official podcast of Insight Publications and the Northeast Wisconsin Manufacturing Alliance. I'm your co-host, Kate Bruns, Manufacturing Editor at Insight.
And I'm Ann Franz, Executive Director of NUMA. This week's episode is brought to you by Stoke RGA, a revenue growth accelerator built for scale and backed by execution. Learn more at StokeRGA.com.
Thank you to Stoke RGA for sponsoring us all year long. We so appreciate that. Our guests today on the show, I'm very excited about. They're two young professionals, and they're both from Neenah, but they didn't know each other until more recently, who are really building the future through some cool technology and some manufacturing innovation. Marshall Cools is the co-founder of Arzana, a Silicon Valley company that's also working in the Fox Valley and in Okoboji, Iowa, to help bring real workflow AI to manufacturers. Also joining us is one of this year's Insight 40 Under 40 honorees, Trent Dewar of Milltown Paper, which is one of Arzana's clients. Trent is the president of the company, a converter that specializes in salvaging damaged or imperfect stock. Has some cool history to that company, too. So we're so happy to have them both in the studio today to share more. Marshall and Trent, welcome to New Manufacturing Insights.
Thank you.
Thank you. Excited to be here.
So, Marshall, I sent you a message because I recognize your name from when you were a star wrestler in Neenah High School. So go Rockets. But you ended up attending Stanford University, which is awesome. And you had opportunities that probably could have taken you anywhere going to a place like Stanford. So what inspired you to come back to Northeast Wisconsin to build your company?
Yeah, I'm fourth generation Fox Valley. I love it here. It's been my home for my entire life. And it's an area that has a ton of opportunity if you're willing to look for it. Mm-hmm. Part of what I studied in my master's was brain drain of, you know, intelligent people in, you know, small communities leaving to go to the coast and kind of abandoning their hometowns. And so I really didn't want to be a part of that. I really wanted to come back and provide for a community that, you know, supported me for my entire life. And that's really brought me back.
Well, and that's, you're really serving manufacturers, and this is where they are, right? So you're kind of more among your clients in a lot of ways.
100%. I mean, it's the Fox Valley has been the paper industry for so long. My grandfather was actually the president of Northwestern Color Graphics, so which was in the old Monta building on Doty Island. And so I've always loved this industry, always wanted to work in it, do something in the industry. And then, you know, the startup really allowed me to do that.
So for listeners who are not familiar with Arzana, can you tell us a little bit more about the company, what problems you're solving, and how you're helping manufacturers use AI in a practical way?
Absolutely. So William and I, my co-founder, we really understood, both of us have worked in manufacturing, the kind of administrative bloat and the data handling problems within the manufacturing office. You're handling, you know, Excel sheets and paperwork and back and forths and a million different emails. And this really does bog down exceptional employees. You have exceptional employees that understand what they can do beyond this, if they were able to get out under this pile. And we really wanted to use AI to build custom systems to alleviate that stress. And so we build custom models that are off of our users' data to address these data concerns. So address, you know, email back and forth, old legacy software to automate and bring AI into, you know, all the boring, mundane work.
You know, manufacturing companies are hearing all about AI everywhere, but many don't know where to begin. So what's the biggest misconception you hear from manufacturers, and what advice would you give someone just starting their AI journey?
I think the biggest misconception that I see is that you need a massive provider to bring in a solution like Salesforce or Epicor or SAP. And you can do small, meaningful changes today at your organization. Just grabbing a secure version of ChatGPT and Claude, not off the shelf, and talking about, you know, what, and I say, grabbing an off the shelf version and also looking at what is eating up the most amount of my time that I can automate. And then I can plug into a ChatGPT or a Claude and then go back and forth and find little automations. That's actually what Trent was doing before we stepped in, is he was very involved in automation and AI. And so we came in on a much further state than we do a lot of our other companies. And so there's a lot you can do today. You don't need a massive company to come in and help you out. And so I would say start today, look at the market. There's everything from, you know, very, very niche tools to do just scheduling or just for a person, all the way to computer vision on the floor. So look wherever you have problems, wherever you want to find, and there's a ton of opportunity out there.
I know with our companies, we've been doing an AI training. In fact, this is the ninth cohort. We've had over 600 of our member companies take an AI class, and you're going to be one of our guests next week. You know, I think that's the big thing, is people know they need to do something, but they don't know what to do.
Was this something for you that dated back to college, or were you doing a project that kind of led to the business? What's sort of that history?
Yeah, so William, my co-founder, his family run an importing company, and then when I was at college, I ran a print-on-demand service. So Stanford's got 700-plus clubs, and everybody wanted merchandise and print and advertising material, and I really wanted to facilitate that and help, you know, support and get great quality material to the people at Stanford. And so in trying to do that, both of us found this massive, you know, slog of having to move through emails and ask people, where's my update at? And then having to go look through other emails and then having to send out emails. And so we actually built our first solution for ourselves to help ourselves and our own businesses. And then after that, we were like, we're definitely not the only ones with this issue. Let's see if we can bring this over to the communities that we care about the most.
I guess, talk a little bit too about this region. You mentioned it before. It has a strong reputation for manufacturing, but what opportunities to leverage AI do you think would kind of build on the strengths of the region?
From our standpoint, as most manufacturers will say, their number one issue is labor. And we're not looking to bring this in to replace people, but really allow people to do what they're paid to do, do what they like to do what they're good at doing, rather than entering mindless data into the computer, double checking things, doing all of the kind of mundane follow-up paperwork, data entry type stuff that something like Arzana can come in, very easily automate, and now our people are doing things that are more fulfilling to them and things that help the business more. So as far as this area, probably most areas, it's freeing up people to do what they're good at.
That's exactly great point. Great point.
You know, Northeast Wisconsin has a strong manufacturing community. So what opportunities do you see manufacturers here to leverage AI while building on the strengths that have made this region successful?
I think it goes back to what Trent had said of there are exceptionally smart people here that know the advancements they want to do in their workplace. And so freeing them up from this work to be able to go do new value add work, to go find, you know, once you're done putting out the fires that are popping up every single day, you can start going to build new things and to go expand. And so I would really say it's freeing up people to go do new opportunities.
You know, I really appreciate when I first spoke to you, Marshall, about being a guest, you wanted to bring one of your customers on the podcast. And Milltown Paper is a second generation family business right in Neenah, a member as well of the Alliance. So thank you. How did that relationship come about, and what convinced Trent to bring an AI company to his front door? So I'm curious.
Well, I think as most business leaders would tell you, and probably almost everybody in manufacturing, you get about a dozen emails a day about AI this and AI that, and everybody, I even talked to other business owners, they're like, if I see anything more about AI, I'm just going to walk out of the room. And it can get a little bit, I don't want to say overwhelming, but monotonous, you know, replying to every email you get about leveraging AI. But Marshall shot me an email and a LinkedIn message, I think. He said he's from Neenah, gave me a little bit of a quick backstory on Arzana, and I thought, hey, let's touch base with him and see what's going on. I joke that I trust the person I trust the least from Wisconsin, I trust more than the person I trust the most from the coast. And we had worked in the past with other AI consultants to try and implement some changes, and it was just a lot of money down the drain and not a lot of results, and a lot of Zoom meetings. And Marshall said, awesome. I'll be there next week. And he hopped on a plane and we met face to face. And I think you can solve so many problems quicker with something like that. And he sat down and he just said, well, let's start with something small. What's the biggest problem? And at the time, I think it was our reject report. So we have an awesome team at Milltown, but a lot of people care a lot, which means that everybody's double checking everything. So I'd walk in and one person would say, hey, there was a roll rejected on this order. Okay, thanks. I'll take a look. And then our operations manager would tell me the same thing. And then one of the other sales guys would tell me the same thing before I sat down at my desk in the morning. And while you appreciate everybody's attention to detail, obviously that's a lot of double work. So I'd say within a week or two, they had a solution for us that rather than getting just a big sheet of a bunch of data that was tough to read, every salesperson was notified of their specific rejects on their order, and it was sent to the operations team, the salesperson on the account, and it would even tell you, okay, this order is going to be fine, you don't need to add more to this, or hey, this order is going to come up a little bit short, you should maybe add something to it. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of how it started. Mm-hmm. And it's been small incremental improvements until they said, hey, what if we just build you a whole new ERP?
Well, and I think your point about you get all these solicitations about AI as a solution, and it sometimes feels like a solution looking for a problem, and it's like, I don't have time to figure out how this is going to help me, you know? Mm-hmm. So leading with the problem, I think, is huge, and I'm sure that's a big part of your training as well, Anne. Manufacturers are busy people. They don't have time to figure out why they need something. You should tell me, right? Could you talk a little bit about what quoting looked like at Milltown, both before and after you implemented Arzana, and kind of changes in a salesperson's workflow?
Yeah, we actually, out of curiosity, we had some of our salespeople just keep track of their time on a sheet of paper. How much time are you spending doing data entry, kind of in-house stuff? And that ranged from 75% on the low end to about 90% of their time.
Oh, wow.
wow. Now, I will say our ERP that we currently have that we're transitioning away from, I'd say that if you use that and then you play Pong, you'd be impressed by Pong. So there's a little bit of probably a heavier burden using such an old software, but still it's just a lot of time sucked up using entering data. Right now, what happens is we'll get a quote sent to us, their system will read it, and basically have a draft in our inbox with what the system determines. And so it'll say, hey, yeah, we can fulfill this order at this price. It looks like we're about 2 weeks out right now. Now the salesperson can review that before we send it, double check, say, okay, what roles did they put on this order? Does that actually match what we're looking for, especially now as we're starting out? But it does a remarkably good job at just saying, hey, this is what you're probably going to want to use on it. And yep, they're right. So rather than looking through the 20,000 roles of inventory we have and picking the right ones, you at least start with a subset of roles that is almost always the right subset of roles that you're going to use for the order.
Okay. So Trent, a lot of shop owners around here hear about AI and think headcount cuts. So what did Milltown's team learn about what the technology takes over versus what stays human?
Yeah, so like a lot of manufacturers, we're trying to do more with less. So we run a pretty lean team, and we're very clear from the start, nobody's going to lose their job to AI. It's just another tool to allow people to be more productive and to do things that they're good at. So what stays human versus what is AI? Right now, at least for the foreseeable future, we use what I refer to as a HIM system. I don't know if I learned that from you, probably, but human in the middle. So even the things that are AI, right, is still being checked by somebody. Mm-hmm. As we move forward, there's maybe a little bit more trust put into the system. And some of that gets more transitioned to fully automated. But right now, nothing's fully transitioned to full AI without having somebody watch. Mm-hmm.
So you got some good news recently. You want to share with our listeners?
Yeah. Arzana, we're very grateful to announce that we just closed our seed round. So it's $4.3 million led by Sunshine Lake VC.
Mm-hmm. So now what are you going to do with all that?
It's really to fulfill all of the kind of the inbound that we have, the clients that we have asking for, point solutions here and there. I need help on quoting. I need help on scheduling. I need help on purchasing to keep up with everything. And then also to expand our sales team to move into new verticals. Food production is a massive one here in the Fox Valley that we'd love to move into as well, that has such a heavy regulatory burden attached to, every single item you make have to have paperwork tracing back to, where was the packaging made. And so helping alleviate the burden in that industry as well is where we'd love to move into. But yeah, it's bringing on more engineers. Mm-hmm. It's showing up to a lot of trade shows. We'll be at a lot of trade shows in the area. And so that's really what we're looking to do.
Great. Well, congratulations.
So Trent, we were talking off the air about, a lot of mid-size and small manufacturers have this need for AI or for, solving some of these data entry concerns that you guys have. Talk about, kind of not having maybe like a CTO or whole technology department at your disposal, but still, you know, wanting to be able to leverage some of these resources. How did you navigate that working with Arzana?
Yeah, that's really where they fit in well with us and our team. They came on site and it was a couple of weeks that they were really there learning the business, learning our problems. And for a company our size, you know, we have about 40 people and we're not big enough to have that technology department, the CTO that's leading the charge on this. We're also big enough that this is going to make a huge impact on our business and it's something that we need to do. So Arzana fit really well with us in that sense. And I think this, certainly I'm sure you guys are working with people a lot bigger than us, but for a company our size, it really is a nice fit to be able to lean on somebody and not have all of that new technology, new processes, automation fall on my shoulders because I like to play around with it and stuff, but I'm not quite as good at it as Marshall and his team are.
Before we let you go, we always end our episode with your best leadership insight. So I ask both of you, what is your best leadership insight?
You know, I think about this quote often, just intensity breeds short-term results, consistency breeds long-term results, and I think it's applicable to all sorts of things in life, especially leadership. Just be consistent, be clear with your expectations, and the results will follow.
Mm-hmm. Great.
I will say I'm quite young, so my leadership experience is maybe not as long as a lot of the other people you bring on the podcast.
By the way, I'm only 35.
He's the old guy here. Lucky Trent, no.
But the one that I've heard a lot and that is ringing very true in everything that we do is hire the absolute best people. I mean, your people are your best resource by far. They're the most, you know, impactful in the success of any business. And so it's just the capability and the skill on, you know, an S tier, an A tier person is completely uncapped. So really try to find, you know, the absolute best people and then care for them a lot. Really, you know, understand what they're going through, what they're dealing with, how can you make them achieve more, how can you support them. My job is not to lead necessarily, but it is to support those who are then, you know, doing all the tasks that move the business forward. And so I guess just hire great people and mm-hmm. spend a lot of time on it. And we're doing that a lot right now. And so it's a big learning process.
Yeah, and congratulations, you get to hire more. So
yes,
that's awesome. We want to thank Marshall Cools of Arzana and Trent Dewar of Milltown Paper for joining us today on New Manufacturing Insights. Thank you guys both for being here.
Thank you. Thanks for having us. Mm-hmm.
And of course, we want to thank all of you for listening to the podcast.
Mm-hmm. If you'd like to support the show, please listen and subscribe everywhere you get your podcasts. As always, a big thank you to Stoke RGA for sponsoring. Kate and I will be back next Thursday with more New Manufacturing Insights. Bye.